This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan in New York City at 888-808-1019. Connor Green is producing behind the glass, taking your calls. Pete Schwartz on the updates. I will be with you until 2 a.m. Two big topics: Subway Series. Yankees take the rubber game over the Mets, breaking it down. And then, of course, Knicks and Pacers, Knicks over Celtics, Knicks into the Eastern Conference Finals, Knicks versus Pacers, that rivalry renewed. All right, you can hit me up on Twitter, on X, at L. Rubenson, or your calls to guests coming up for you, but that's later on this first hour. You, me, the phone calls, all of it. All right. Let's start off with Yankees take the rubber game, a pitching duel for 8 innings. For 6 innings, David Peterson going toe-to-toe with Max Fried. But if you are a Yankee fan and you were pissed off at Juan Soto jilting the Yankees for the Mets, and you were wondering about Brian Cashman and his plan B, Brian Cashman and the pivot, the Soto pivot, well, tonight's game had to make you feel fantastic. Because for at least tonight, and so far lately, the pivot has been working. And you saw Max Fried, 6 strong innings, gives up 2 runs. And honestly, I thought the Mets had a terrific approach versus Fried. I thought the Mets were better against Fried than I've seen a lot of teams do. They battled, they drove up the pitch count, and they were able to get 2 runs off of him in 6 innings and get him out of there after 6. So you had Max Fried, pivot guy. You had, of course, Bellinger with the grand slam, but he had a terrific game all night. Cody Bellinger, 3 for 3. The grand slam, of course, a couple of walks. He was on base all night, and he's a hot hitter right now. And Bellinger was terrific. The pivot, plan B. You know, and we just saw Paul Goldschmidt. He only goes 1 for 4, but that one was a huge hit in this game, a huge moment in this game. The base hit to drive in the insurance run, because the Bellinger play and the grand slam, fine, that's 4 runs, it's 8-2, the final score. But really the meat of this ballgame, the decision that hung in the balance there of this ballgame, the Goldschmidt hit, is just a massive play in this game, swinging actually at a high pitch and somehow battling it, muscling it, putting it into play, and driving in a run. Huge there. But with all the pivots, with all the plan Bs, to me, the star of this game is none other than Jorbeet Bivas. And if you had, in a game that had Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso and Paul Goldschmidt and Cody Bellinger and one big name player after another, Max Fried on the mound, all of that, if you had Bivas, all 5'9", listed at 171 pounds, 24 years old, if you had him as the most important at-bat of this game, well, good for you. Go out and buy a lottery ticket, because incredible job. An 11-pitch at-bat against Ryan Stanek, throwing 100 miles an hour, and there you are, as a young player coming off the bench and thrown into the game, thrown into a 2-2, a tie ball game in the eighth inning. And what does he do? He battles. He battled his tail off. 11-pitch at bat that had an impact on tiring out Stanek so that Goldschmidt could put the ball in play with the insurance run. Incredible job by Bivas, by the kid, in that situation. He puts the ball in play, and then Pete Alonso, look, the polar bear has become a better hitter this year. We know he's a terrific power hitter. We know he's great in a lot of ways. With Pete Alonso, and he has, as a fielder, as a defensive player, he might be the best in the league at scooping balls in the dirt. He's terrific at it. He's certainly right up there at scooping balls in the dirt. But what he is not good at, he is not reliable as an infielder throwing the baseball. Making the throw to second, sometimes it works, sometimes not. And in particular, rushing throws home. And that play to home, first of all, the decision, would he have gotten the runner, would he have gotten Dominguez or not? It would have been close. Fine, you want to go for it in that situation because it is the go-ahead run and it is the eighth inning instead of settling for an out at first base. If he makes a perfect throw, he might get the runner at home plate. But somewhere, Lucas Duda is saying, hold my beer. Like, you know, thanks, dude. You made me look good. I know it's not the World Series or anything, but my goodness, it is just an atrocious throw there by Pete Alonso. Just dreadful. Here's what, Connor, let's hit that up. Here's what Pete Alonso had to say after the game about that play.
I messed it up. I mean, it was the same play. I had the identical play yesterday. It stinks because I had the same play, and I feel like for me, that's a play that I usually make, and I can make pretty routinely, but I just I had my feet set, and I just didn't get my fingers on top of the baseball, and it sailed on me. So, yeah, it's bad throw on me, and yeah, this one's 100% on me.
I think that audio courtesy of SNY, and I'm not going to blame the entire ball game on him. You know, 9 innings, lots of plays. And Goldschmidt comes up after that and is able to get the insurance run. So even if Pete makes a play at the plate, you know, I'm just saying it was a bad throw. It was a bad play. The Mets defense failing them there. But credit to Bivas. Bivas put the ball in play. Kid put the ball in play, forced Alonso to make a throw, 11-pitch at bat. Phenomenal play. In general, this was a fun series. This was a Subway series with energy, with entertainment, with excitement, with passion. And if you're a Yankee fan, You took 2 out of 3. You feel good. If you're a Met fan, I guess a question for Mets fans, how are you feeling, Mets fans? How are Mets feeling, Mets fans feeling after this one? You can look at it and say, the Yankees should win a game tonight when they've got Max Fried on the mound and the Mets have David Peterson. Mets didn't have their ace pitching in this series. There was no Kodai Senga in this series. Mets did not have that. So no ace for the Mets in this series. Yankees should win a game when they have Max Fried pitching against David Peterson, a good pitcher. And Peterson goes toe-to-toe. But if you're a Mets fan, are you concerned at all about what you're seeing from Juan Soto? Are you concerned at all or not? Because the Yankees' pivot for this night worked out really
well. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, the Mets plan A, Juan Soto, for this night. 0-for-4, 2 strikeouts. And I'll tell you my point of view right now, because Connor asked me that before. Like, am I concerned about Soto? In the long term, no, I'm not concerned about Juan Soto. Too much talent, he'll be fine. Right now is the pressure of the contract still getting to Juan Soto? Yes, I believe it is. The demeanor, the whole, you know, he says, we'll see the Soto shuffle, that swagger, when, you know, he has a tough, close take on a pitch and he looks it into the catcher's glove and it's a ball and he's daring the umpire with his attitude to call that anything but a ball. And he knows he's right and he's kind of squatting down there and then he's glaring out at the pitcher. And that whole attitude and way of being, the Soto shuffle, that is a part of him. It's part of what the Mets are paying $765 million for all of him. And it will come. I don't know when. He says when he's feeling it, when the time is right. I would have thought this series might have been a nice time to bring it on out. Maybe it's up in Boston at Fenway Park. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, out of all we saw out of Soto tonight, I'll live with an 0-for-4. If you're a Mets fan, you will live with an 0-for-4. You will live with 2 strikeouts, whether you're excited about that or not. A hat tip to Max Fried for a stunning curveball that froze Juan Soto for one of the strikeouts. But what about that play in the eighth inning, the ground ball he hits to second, where he la-di-da's it out of the, you know, just out of the batter's box for a few steps until he goes, oh my God, I guess maybe this I could be safe at this, and then starts to take off for first base, and the throw beats him by two or three steps. Would he have been safe if he had ran hard the whole way? Probably not, but maybe he puts pressure on the defense. Like, who knows? Run it out. Look around. Read the room. Francisco Lindor runs everything out. Pete Alonso, not a great base runner. You know what? Plays so hard. Runs everything out. Brandon Nimmo hustles. That's the foundation of this Mets team. And so, is it Mendoza? Is it Lindor? Like, somebody at some point, okay, you're going to go 0-for-4. But it's the eighth inning of a tie game. Gotta hustle. Gotta run it out. Was not such a routine play. So how are Mets fans feeling? 888-808-1019. Fun ball game, fun series, a lot of exciting and fun plays. Oh, and Yankee fans, I'll toss this one out to you. You're probably feeling great about winning the series. You're feeling great about the pivot and all this. But how are you feeling about Anthony Volpe? Because young Mr. Vivas bailed out Anthony Volpe in this game. If Vivas doesn't come through the way he did, if the Mets go on, let's say it's 3-2 going into the ninth, the Mets tie it up, the Mets go ahead and win, whatever. You know what? My lead story for the Yankees would be Anthony Volpe coming up twice with the bases loaded and both times having an awful approach. So at what point do you get concerned there? 888-808-1019. Yankees take the rubber game. A very fun series out at the stadium. The boos. For Soto, and I thought Jonathan Loaisiga coming back, DJ LeMahieu coming back, pitcher's duel tonight, all of that, great atmosphere, especially for May baseball. This is about as fun as it gets. 888-808-1019, quick break, right back with your calls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.